summer's here, and for a lot of people, that means summer music festivals. From country to hip-hop to bluegrass, Wisconsin has been upping its summer music festival game, and now there's something for just about every musical taste.
Piet Levy joins us now, music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you wrote a piece lately on 10 great festivals other than Summerfest to check out in Wisconsin. But let's start with the big kid, Summerfest. 50th year, I understand, of the festival. Who are some of the big name acts you're watching for this year?
Yeah, 50th year. It's incredible. And when you mentioned something for everybody, that's exactly what Summerfest has. What I'm most excited about is on the last day, they have something called the Outlaw Music Festival, which will be a 9-hour event in the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, formerly known as the Marcus Amphitheater. And this is an incredible lineup that ranges from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, kind of an emerging soul roots rock band. They've got Jason Isbell on that bill, Sheryl Crow, Bob Dylan, and Willie Nelson will also be there. So really pumped about that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interesting collaborations. And yeah, 9 hours, really good lineup there.
Yeah, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan have collaborated back in the 90s. Here's a little bit of their song, Heartland.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. With a well where the water's so bitter nobody can drink. Ain't no way to get high and my mouth is so dry that I can't.
So we just heard Bob there, but two distinctive voices, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan. Are you hoping they'll be up there performing together?
I hope so. Bob Dylan is, you know, notoriously unpredictable, so it's hard to say. But Willie Nelson frequently does on-stage collaborations at shows. His last shows in Milwaukee included one with Kris Kristofferson, one with Blake Merle Haggard. When he did Farm Aid in Milwaukee several years ago, there were multiple times he kind of popped in for sets. So I expect the same. If not with Dylan himself, then probably with Sheryl Crow and Jason Isbell. And his son, Lucas Nelson's also playing that day, so I bet there'll be a father-son collaboration.
So that's some of the big names. How about a local act you're excited to see at Summerfest?
What I really love is that there are a lot of local bands playing at Summerfest, and this year Summerfest has made more of a concerted effort to designate some as official headliners, which they haven't done too frequently in the past. And this year there's actually two bands that will have final headlining slots that are from Milwaukee or have Milwaukee ties. One of them is a rapper named Ishtar, who's really kind of blowing up right now in the local scene. He has several million streams for his hits. He's got kind of party hip hop, not too social. Conscious or serious, but it's definitely got a lot of fun to it. It's got this kind of EDM vibe to it, and he's doing really well here. He even is doing some acting. He's recently cast in a movie opposite Matthew McConaughey called White Boy Rick that'll be coming out in January. So there's a hip-hop resurgence happening in Milwaukee, and he's leading the pack, and he'll get a 10 p.m. slot on July 4th.
Let's give a listen to Ishtar. This is Breaking Hearts.
Changing by the hour, Buddha saw a plan, super spacey, feeling out of acting, so a stranger of the cowards, Kawasaki, copping that for Zari, Cannons, 20 cop the Audi, young mind on a target, CCM full of...
Ishtar there, a local act headlining at Summerfest. Well, I want to move out to the rest of the state. Let's go to Eau Claire for the Justin Vernon curated festival, Claire's, I'm trying to say it the way it's spelled. It's the third year of
it's
this.
It's Eau Claire, yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to, make it a little distinctive there. So the third year of the festival, what stands out to you this time around?
Well, I think that festival stands out, period. It's very different from any other festival that I really know about in the sense that it's not really so much a festival as it almost feels like a musical retreat. There's a lot of really interesting kind of collaborations there, special performances there. There's a lot of immersive kind of art pieces and things on the ground. Last year, I sat in on a book reading in a mobile hotel room with like three other people. It's very different, but it's very interesting. This year, they've got some, it's probably their biggest lineup. Yeah, they have Chance the Rapper. Paul Simon's going to be doing a set with Y Music. Bon Iver will be there, but they're going to actually be playing songs with John Prine for kind of a one-time-only performance, playing some of Prine's songs. And I'm really pumped about Sylvan Esso, which is a duo from North Carolina, but they have Milwaukee ties. Nick Sanborn and Amelia Meath actually met at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee when they were in separate acts, and they just kind of bonded, became close friends, and now Sylvan Esso is really kind of blown up and playing all over the world.
Let's give a listen to Sylvan Esso. This is Die Young. They're playing at the Eau Claire Festival.
Hey,
So a lot of variety at the Eau Claire Festival. And you mentioned some collaborations. That's kind of a feature, kind of one-of-a-kind things that you're not going to see. You probably won't see on an album anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely not. And they actually, this year, they're going to have kind of a team of rotating musicians who will do a lot of collaborations with other artists. I think Jenny Lewis is going to be one of those artists. So there'll be a lot of performances there that you'll only get to see at Eau Claire. It's a very special place.
Let's go to another Eau Claire festival now, Blue Ox Music Festival. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, one's coming up quick. June 8th is when it starts. And that started a few years ago. And, you know, there's really a lot of love for kind of bluegrass in the States. There's bands like Trampled by Turtles from Minnesota, which has gotten to the level in Milwaukee where they can play 2,500-seat theater like the Riverside Theater. And Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, which is actually one of the headlining acts at Summerfest. They also have a prime slot at the Eau Claire Festival. They are from Stevens Point, but have some members in Milwaukee. But the festival is broadened from bluegrass, Drive-By Truckers, which had an excellent album that came out last year, lots of critical acclaim. They're playing this festival. Punch Brothers is playing as well. And Dead Horses is a Milwaukee group that I really love. We had a feature, the Wisconsin Bands to Watch for 2017, and Dead Horses has been touring really aggressively, have an excellent album called Cartoon Moon they're touring behind, and they've got a nice slot at this festival, much deserved.
Punch Brothers has that fella on that public radio show now, and also Dead Horses I wanted to give a listen to.
Burning bush in the desert night, will you share your flame, will you cast your light? Ground laden in war's bones, maybe I'm made to be alone.
Dead Horses, they're also playing at the Simply Folk Party coming up later this week. Piet, let's go on now from Eau Claire. A lot going on there, I know. You wrote in your piece a lot of great country music festivals going on around the state. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, Wisconsin is basically Country Fest Mecca. There's actually a fest called Country Fest to start with, which is probably of the ones to pick from. I think that's kind of the heaviest hitter this year. It's got Eric Church, who did a show at Milwaukee in April. He went on well past midnight. He's just an incredible live performer. Blake Shelton, Thomas Rhett, Alabama are some of the big names there. But you've also got Country Jam USA, which is actually in Eau Claire. Eau Claire has another festival, and Country Jam USA will be a big one there. You've also got Country Thunder and Twin Lakes, Country on the River in Prairie du Chien. That one will have Chris Stapleton, his only headlining set in Wisconsin this summer. And the Hodog Country Festival is a little bit of a smaller event, but it's got a long history. It's celebrating 40 years. Summerfest celebrating 50 years. Hodog celebrating 40 years. And they've got Little Big Town among the big acts, and also Brandi Clark, who I just absolutely love. I think she's one of Nashville's sharpest and smartest and most emotional songwriters right now.
Yeah, you gave us a heads up about Brandi Clark. Want to give her a listen, the track Get High.
Smoke so sweet fills the air. She maybe ought to crack a window. All she can do is stare at the paint that's been peeling off of the wall.
Brandi Clark there. We're talking about summer music festivals with Piet Levy. A lot going on around the state. And I can't remember which festival. The Oak Ridge Boys are still around, and they're playing at one of these festivals, Piet.
Yep, they're playing at the Hodog Country Festival. That's right, still around. They're celebrating 70th anniversary. Not all, the members in the lineup, though, haven't been around for 70 years, but they've been around since 73. It's the most accomplished lineup.
So the lineup we've heard on the radio is still together, the lineup that we're familiar with.
Yep, still together. Absolutely.
So a lot of country going on. Let's get into some rock now. There's some metal to be seen in Wisconsin, Rock USA and Oshkosh. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a really heavy kind of metal hard rock lineup and some big names there. You've got Korn, you've got Megadeth, Lamb of God, Avenged Sevenfold, Slayer. The big news for this, though, is that Ozzy Osbourne's headlining. He was running around with Black Sabbath. They are now officially done. Now he's going back to touring solo. But what's special about this is he's reuniting with his celebrated lead guitarist, Zakk Wylde, who does his own stuff as well. They kind of come together here and there, and this is their first show together at Rock USA in several years. First show ever together in several years will be at Rock USA. It's happening July 13th to the 15th in Oshkosh.
So Ozzy without Black Sabbath now, but that's a big show. And then this is a big deal, and less with the big name acts, I think, but the Mile of Music in Appleton. Keep hearing about that. It seems like it's getting bigger every year.
Yeah, this is the fifth year that's happening. It was co-founded by Corey Chisel, who's a Grammy-nominated artist from Appleton. And this is a very unique festival. It spans, this year it's going to be spanning across 70 venues. There'll be 230 acts on the bill, or more than 230 acts, and they'll be playing more than 900 sets. And they're playing within a mile-long concentration downtown in Appleton from August 3rd to the 6th. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for discovery here. San Fermin is playing a classical indie rock hybrid that I really like. Baroque pop artist Diane Coffey. J.C. Brooks is a soul singer from Chicago. Tenement. I love Tenement. It's a punk band that Iggy Pop really loves. They're from Wisconsin. What's really special about this festival, though, is that all these sets, all these, you know, shows, everything's free. All the shows are free. There's a kind of an upgrade charge you can do which gets you some perks, but you can just go to this festival. You don't have to pay anything to see a lot of great music.
Here's a little taste of San Fermin. The track is Bride. San Fermin playing at Mile of Music at Appleton. And finally, a hip-hop, electronic dance music, EDM-leaning festival, Somerset, as we wrap up, Piet.
Yeah, Somerset is happening in Somerset, Wisconsin, August 11th to the 13th. And, yeah, this is kind of the, over the last few years, the festival to go to for people who really love hip-hop, really love EDM. You know, this is just kind of the party-hard festival. It's kind of the Lollapalooza or Coachella of Wisconsin, essentially. This year, some of the bigger names include Zed's Dead, Zed and Grizz, among the electronic artists. But Run the Jewels, I'm really pumped that Run the Jewels is playing there, because this is a hip-hop duo that's just gotten a lot of praise, well-deserved. It's really kind of up at the peak of the hip-hop crop right now, or the pile, I guess. The fact that they're playing this festival is definitely a really good get.
Piet, thanks a lot for the whirlwind tour of summer festivals. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Get more information at jsonline.com/music.
That's Piet Levy, music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we've got his article on music festivals linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up after the news, we'll look at how things like nutrition and housing in the first 5 years of a child's life can impact achievement down the road. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. Yeah.